So that your vision of pleasure is reduced to, say, life, which is large, to a screen the size of a stamp. And back again to the motto, that's why real pleasure has to be the real rebellion. You have to get off the screen, get away from the TV. Some of my greatest pleasures are what other people would find insanity. Alone, quietly in a room before the sun comes up, listening to silence and the pounding of my heart, waiting for the wild parrots to fly down my street at 7 a.m. We have to get back to simpler pleasures, because if we have any more pleasures that are more technologically advanced, we are going to be robots. We have a certain magnetism to people. We attract the same kind of people. And I myself, for instance, 10 years ago, which isn't that long, was in a relationship I knew I shouldn't have gotten into. I knew it absolutely not to go there. But the cost of the devastation of the relationship was nothing in comparison to the beauty and the genius that I thought not only that he showed me, but that then I was able to put into song and music and literature afterwards. But I knew going in, this has a cutoff period. We have to decide what we want. I mean, maybe it would be better if we just had relationships that lasted one night or 6 months or 1 year, and before they got ruinous, before they got damaging, we just said with intellect and grace, I think that men need to get more in touch with their feminine side. Women need to get more in touch with their masculine side. We need to erase these boundaries and definitions about what we are or who we are sexually or by gender. And I think we'd all be a lot happier if we could embrace more of the totality of the experience of being human. I think you have to really listen to the other person with no prejudice, with no judgment, accept what they are and what they want, and never judge them, and decide then what you can, how you can facilitate and how they will facilitate you. I think the most satisfying is to feel complete inhibition with someone, knowing that no matter what you say or want or do, that they're not going to be disgusted or horrified or upset by or even take too personally, because so much of what we want or need is beyond the other person, and we should be just happy that we can, I don't mean it in a negative way, that we can facilitate each other's desires for that moment in time, being able to admit exactly what you want. And it is difficult to find someone that you can really just let it all hang out with. But in a sense, I had very successful relationships where I kept a lot hidden because I would go to other people to have those needs satisfied. So, I mean, it really depends on the situation. Sometimes, you know, having many different closets where you keep different parts of your personality is not a bad thing if you really want to spare the other person. But that's why maybe we all need to be bigamists or polygamists. Maybe we all need six husbands and six wives. Maybe we just need to accept how other people are, and if they need six other lovers, don't take it personally. Be happy that you can give each other what you can give each other. And I think part of the problem with relationships is we're forced into thinking, oh, we're going to find the one person that's going to solve everything, that's going to give us everything, that's going to fulfill everything. Why do we put such a burden on another person? I don't want to put the burden of my needs on another person, but I want to be able to be honest about them. That's the fine line from Dr. Lunch. Thank you.
night. Back in the days of this day, baby, so small I turned into someone so fine. You're right. All of the rights you've been wanting never get done as long as this day is all followed by night. I'ma make sure that you're getting it right here. You are the reason I'm dancing. You saw the light back in the days of this day, baby. So small, I turned into someone so fine. You're right. All of the rights you've been wanting never get done as long as this day is all followed by night. I'ma make sure that you're getting it right, yeah. You are the reason I'm dancing. You saw the light back in the days of this day, baby. So small a time into someone so fine, you're right. All of the rights you've been wanting never could die as long as this day is all full of the light. I'ma make sure that you're getting it right, yeah. You are the reason I'm dancing. Use of the night, back in the days of this day, baby. So small a time into someone so fine, you're right. All of the rights you've been wanting never could die as long as this day is all full of the light. I'ma make sure that you're getting it right, yeah.
This was your day in Champagne, older than ever before, so beautiful. I must give it up for you. Let it flow when the morning falls. Whatever the season, snow, sun, winter, spring, drunk in the morning, you are the reason.
Believe. Marfusha, Albert, Gordo, Abel, Baker, Anita, Sam, Arabella, Enos, Ham, Felix. These are the animals of space.
We'll be right back. for my heart to burn. Feed the flame, my heart to burn.